looking at the parashiyos of Karbanos, so aside from how we relate to this on a day-to-day basis, by the virtue of the fact that we're mispal, connected to Karbanos at large, but there's one mitzvah which stands out in the parasha which we actually engage in much more frequently, and that is the pasuk says, V'chol karbon minchazku melech timlach le'sash b'smelech b'shleikecho. The pasuk says, when one brings the carbon, it's referring to minchah, but other karbanos as well. When one brings the carbon, one has to be certain to go ahead and fill the mitzvah to put on its salt. Salt it well. Do not desecrate the bris, the compact of melech with salt, which you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Based on this understanding of this mitzvah, we have a concept of shulchan shel adam v'dem mizbeach. When we eat our meals, in a certain sense, we have a concept of our meal taking the place of a mizbeach and a karbon. And based on that, we go ahead and whenever we sit down to eat bread, which is the primary meals are based around bread, we go ahead and we dip them into salt, or at least we rely upon the fact that may have salt in the ingredients. And we have a zikaron for this mitzvah. So what exactly is this mitzvah? What's this concept? Why are you supposed to be having salt on your karbanos? What does it represent? So the first points out that really a person has to understand the entire concept of karbanos. The person comes, he has his experience, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he comes to the animal. How does that relate to a person? What exactly is he doing? And you know, certainly each karban is unique, but in a broader sense, a person is comprised of a ruach, which draws him to ruchnius and neshama, and he has a very basic physical body. In that sense, every person has their own unique abilities, their own drive, their own things they desire. Now, the job in life is to take our spiritual bikush, things we're supposed to be aiming for in spirituality, and to make that control our physicality and use that for tzarich mitzvahs. A person who comes to Beis HaMikdash is effectively making a statement. He's taking an animal. Every part, the person goes through the detail, every part of the animal represents a unique ability of a person. Every part is connected from part of a person. There's a drive of a person, there's abilities of a person, and each part represents a different thing, and it plays itself out in the way we deal with kachim. And the person says, when a person comes to bring an animal, he's essentially saying, I want to make a statement that I would like to take all my personal abilities as represented by this animal, and I'm saying, I'm bringing this to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to show that I'm in effect taking myself and saying, as this animal, I am taking my own abilities and devoting them to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the sense of a chatas, I'm saying is, I may have erred in the past, and now I'm using my abilities to do the proper thing. The sense of an oila, a person didn't do anything wrong, the thing is I want to take my abilities to use them to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu on a higher level, and so on and so forth with each carbon. That's the role of each carbon. Each one has its unique role, but it's in a general sense. That being the case, it's worth pointing out that a person has the drive to go do a mitzvah, so the way it manifests itself in daily life is quite disparate, because every time, place, wherever you find yourself in life, is always going to be unique. Every generation is different, every town is different, every setting is different, and a person's own life, every couple hours, you're in a different setting. That being the case, the avodas Hashem, which is demanded of a person in every setting, is constantly changing. So a person has a drive to do good that may change depending, again, wherever he finds himself. So how do you know if you're doing the right thing, and how do you know if you're going to go off the rails and you know, engage in something which you think is the right thing, but you're going totally wrong? So that, the pasuk says, go ahead and use melach bris lekecha. What's the bris? This is reminiscent of the bris we talk about, the luchos habris, the bris between a person and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Melach is something which represents, throughout life, represents immutability. There's something that doesn't change. Melach, when you salt meat, it preserves it forever. The pasuk refers to a number of places. Eretz Melecha, if you salt land, the land will forever be barren. It will never be able to be planted. It will never grow again. Salt preserves a state of affairs the way it is, and it will never change again. Avoid the constantly changes. The way it manifests itself constantly changes. But the rules of the game, the Torah, the Ruach that we're trying to go with, never change. When you have a karban, you're coming to go ahead with your own personal life, you're coming to your suda, you're coming down to sit by the table to eat meals, to eat a meal, to go ahead and get charged, to go do avodas Hashem, it can manifest itself many ways. But before you go out and do that, make sure that it's well salted. Make sure that whatever your avodah is, it's properly seasoned with the Torah's rules and guidance, how you should be using your kaychas, the priority in your kaychas, and where to allocate your kaychas.